Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am the host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, my guest is none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be coming on the line very soon to deliver another word from the Lord. As I always say to the listeners that faithfully tuned in, and especially for the new listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because you're definitely going to need your Bibles to follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. I don't want anyone to ever think for a moment that we make up things as we go. That's why God's word says that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to be able to read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord to his people through his man of God on tonight, Pastor Norman King, and every guest that comes forth over this worldwide platform delivering the good news of Jesus Christ and God's word. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. So right now we're going to go into prayer, and I'm asking all listeners if you will please pray with me. I'm asking all listeners if you would please continue to lift up my Uncle Malachi, I just got the report from my cousin right before we came on the air live tonight that my Uncle Malachi was just released from the hospital a day ago, but now he's suffering again. He's still having many strokes because a couple of years ago they had to put a stent in his brain because he was not getting enough oxygen to his brain. So he is still currently at home, but we want to continue to lift him up, my Uncle Malachi, and his wife, Lily Mae King, and their sons and the entire family. And not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. So we're going to go to now to God's throne of grace because we do know that God is still working miracles, signs, and wonders for his glory in the earth. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. No matter what we hear, no matter what we feel, how we feel, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. We thank you that all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have the last word over your people. Heavenly Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made and allowed us to wake up and see. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have your angels watching all over us through the day and throughout the night as we slumber and sleep. But we thank you for the angels that watches over us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in every believer in Jesus' name on tonight. And Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. And as I first stated, I continue to lift up my Uncle Malachi in Greensboro, North Carolina. I continue to lift him up. And Father, that you would touch his body because we do know that you, again, you are still working miracle signs and wonders, and there's nothing too hard for you, even in his situation. We know that you are the healer. We know that you are a doctor that has never lost a patient. So now we come, again, lifting him up, not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether they're sick in their minds, spirits, or bodies, touch, heal, and deliver. And then, Father, as only you can, that you alone will get the glory. And that as you heal them, they will open their own mouth and give the world a testimony, letting the world know that it was you who have healed them for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are breathed on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them remember and know that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We now pray, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listeners on the line that is not saved in Jesus' name, that are spiritually blind, through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, and through your Holy Spirit, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your word on tonight, that they will hear your word, not only hear your word, but they will be convicted by your word, and they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. They will ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you will be glorified through them is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will get the glory. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry. And not only them, but even the new listeners, continue to bless them as well. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Have your way on tonight, and Father, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, tonight we have another scripture food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, and I know it's the truth, and I'm sure that some of you listeners can verify as well as me. It says, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. God is great and greatly to be praised, and I am a witness that he is. So right now, I am so excited. Before we go to our music break, I see Pastor Norman King has dialed in. Thank you, Jesus. My first cousin, once again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly, so you have time to get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along as God directs him through his word on tonight as we go through our music break very shortly. But I want to announce once again that I am so proud of what God and excited about what God is doing in my younger sister's life. She has been blessed to write another children's book. It's titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. And then her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy, and they are both now available at Amazon.com. But she also now has a children's little store and website available, and it's up and running now. So if you want to order The Littlest Guard at the Gate book, He has a little coloring book. He has a puzzle. He has a little pillow that the little children are so excited about because he has his picture on it, and they love to cuddle up and sleep with this little pillow. And they also like to carry it around when they drive around in the cars, when the family go on little trips. They like to carry the little Jostegard pillow with them. And she also have the variety of Jostegard T-shirts that are available. So you can go to her website. So if you have little children in your life, parents, grandparents, uncles and aunts and teachers, that you have little ones in your life that are between the age of 3 and 8 years old, you might want to purchase something from this website for them so that they can be blessed by it. And this website is, you would want to go to all lowercase, www.josh, J-O-S-H, Gugard, G-U-D-U-A-R-D.com. Once again, that's www.josh, J-O-S-H, Gugard.com. And my younger sister's name, once again, is Danetta Barney. So right now, we're going to get ready to go to our music break. And I thank God for all the new listeners that have dialed in on tonight. I just give God the glory, honor, and praise. It is marvelous in our eyes, and we just give God the glory because we know that there's nobody but him and that he is going to get all the glory. So I pray that you will enjoy this music break. And before I do the music break, I want to remind all the listeners on tonight that you might want to mark this down, every first Thursday night, Minister Tawan Ebinger, he is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church. He brings forth God's word. Minister Tawan Ebinger from the Morning Star Baptist Church brings forth God's word. And then every third Saturday night, the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church is Deacon Edward Blakely. He also delivers God's word on this worldwide platform every third Saturday night, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and where I serve as the musician. So you want to mark those down on your calendars so that you can tune in and be blessed by these awesome men of God that as they deliver God's word over this worldwide platform as well. So we're going to go to our music break on tonight, and we're going to give God the glory because he is truly worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. Before I bring on Pastor Norman King, I want you all to write this down, too, on your calendar. I am excited again. God is doing great and marvelous things through my biological family, not only my family, but my sisters and brothers in Christ worldwide. He's doing great and marvelous things through us for his glory. So I want you to mark this down on your calendar as well. I am so excited to be able to bring forth my youngest brother. My youngest brother's name is Herbert Charles Brown. He has been blessed to also write a book, and his book is titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. It is also available at Amazon.com right now. Again, he's going to be my special guest on March the 13th, the second Saturday in next month. My youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, the author of the book titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. He's going to be my special guest on Saturday, March the 13th at 8 o'clock p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by what he's going to be saying to the listeners through his book that God blessed him to write. So he can be a blessing to you, the listeners, as well. So right now, I'm asking all listeners, please, you can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com and send me your comments and feedback. I would love to hear from you. Again, you can send me comments and feedback. I welcome all of them. You can send them to my email, all lowercase james_brown, that's 1558@yahoo.com. So right now, I am so excited once again to bring forth my first cousin, none other than Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, to deliver another word from the Lord. Pastor Norman King, I now give the mic to you.
Well, praise the Lord. So humbly grateful to be given this privilege and opportunity that I take not lightly, because I know if it had not been for the Lord, amen, for allowing this to happen, it wouldn't even be available for none of us tonight. So we must be very sincere, humbly sincere in what God allows us to do and take it very seriously, the work that God will work through us. Amen. I thank God. Been a minute. To God be the glory. But every day is a day of thanksgiving to the Lord. Can I get a witness? I say every day is a thanksgiving unto the Lord. Amen. Every day. Amen. Every moment of the day. Amen. That's why it's so important for the people of God to connect with one another. Amen. You know,
amen.
Hebrews 10:25 says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together like some. Amen. So we got to make sure, amen. And I think I want to lift up in the name of Jesus, of course, my cousin James, for his faithful service and duty to the Lord. Amen. And for what he does, amen. He's very passionate, and he has compassion for God and the people of God, amen. And he humbled himself and make himself available for the master use. And we thank God for him, amen. And tonight, amen, as we come before you tonight, amen, just so humble. I'm just so humble and grateful. I am, amen. And I remember when I was in basic training, we had a motto. You know, and I always try to equate my life experiences with the kingdom of God. Amen. I like it. We love it. We want more of it. That's what the drill sergeant taught us, our motto in Bravo 3-5. Amen. But me being a man of God, I look at God, amen, as the foundation. Amen. As, you know, in other words, he trumps everything. Come on, somebody. Here we go. Here we go now. He trumps everything out. Amen. I like it. Yeah. I love it. And I want more of it. Come on.
Yes,
I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
I like it. I love it. I want more of it. Amen. Can't never get enough, y'all. Can't never get enough. Amen. I can't never get enough. I thank God for his word. And, you know, just having a great smile in my face, a smile in my heart, just because the righteousness of God, and that's who we are. We are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's who we are. Amen. We're not a nobody. Come on, somebody. We are the righteousness. See, I didn't plan this. That's the Holy Spirit, y'all. For somebody need to hear what I'm saying right now. We are the
Amen.
Righteousness of God through Jesus. We are a peculiar people.
of a royal priesthood, of a holy nation.
Yes.
That's who we are. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity that he has given us. Amen. It's not about me. It's not about you. Never have been about you. Never have been about me. It's always been about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes,
and him,
Lord,
alone. He said, if I be lifted, I will draw all men. Amen. You want to lift somebody up? Lift up Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
It's seek
right.
ye first kingdom of God. That's what the word says. Come on, y'all. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it's right. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Don't try to figure out what you want to say. Just spend time in through your relationship with God. Amen. If you sow, come on, somebody. Righteousness, come on. Amen. Allow the what? Holy Ghost. We need to hear more about the Holy Ghost, y'all. Can you witness? We need to hear more about
yes.
the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost. Amen. We can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Old song said, must be the Holy Ghost. Y'all know that song. Some of y'all know that song. And if you don't listen to the end of it, look, if you don't listen, see, I didn't plan to do all this, y'all, but that's how the Spirit of God moves, y'all. Look, some songs we get impatient with. Instead of calming, as my daddy said this way, cool your heel. Just wait it out. Amen. Because there was an end to this thing, y'all, huh? The old song, I love them old Deacon Cover Church sing. I know I talk fast again, but when I get excited, I talk even more fast. Let me slow down a little bit. I'm going to make sure y'all hear what I'm saying. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Telling me to go ahead. And y'all know the song. It says somewhere in there, Brother James said, it must be the Holy Spirit. See, but don't count it out. Because they went on and said, it is the Holy Spirit. Huh? Come on, y'all.
Yes,
it's the
man.
Holy Spirit that's in total control of us tonight. Amen. So we're going to get to the word. Amen. I know there's a word for God's people. Amen. And we're going to look at 2 Peter, the second chapter. And my selected verses for the night message is verses 7 through 9. Because how I got this, amen, let me bring it up. 2 Peter, the second chapter, verses 7 through 9. And it says, and if he delivered righteous Lot, vexed with the filthy conduct of the wicked, for that righteous man having, now, y'all hold up a minute. I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to read the same thing, but see, actually I prepared myself in my ministry notes to come this way. Same verse, but I'm going to read it from a different translation, because this is where I get, this is the inference I want to put on this message tonight from God's Word translation. It says, yet, verse 7, 2:2:7, said, yet God rescued Lot, who had his approval. Lot was distressed by the lifestyle of people who had no principles and lived in sexual freedom. Verse 8, although he was a man who had God's approval, he lived among the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Day was like torture to him, and he saw and heard the immoral things that people did. Verse 9, since the Lord did all this, he knows how, come on somebody, to rescue godly people when they are tested. He also knows how to hold immoral people for punishment on the day of judgment. Let us pray in thy name, Lord Jesus, that I lift you up tonight, that I am decreased and that you will increase, and that the hearers of your word will make themselves available to be clear and clean, to be able to hear your word and receive your word. And we pray these things tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen,
amen,
amen, and amen.
Amen.
So my sermon topic tonight is quit making excuses. Just quit. Quit making excuses. I'm going to say it for a third time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, quit making excuses. that being said, I'm going to back up in the same chapter to bring you up to verse 7, because it won't do you no justice if I don't start above verse 7 and bring it down so you can understand what was why we see this verse 7 in God's word says, yet God rescued Lot. Now, in verse 1, because I want to talk tonight about a warning about false teachers. Verse 1 says, false prophets were among God's people in the past, as false teachers will be among you. Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing new under the sun. They will secretly bring in their own destructive teachings. Come on, somebody. They will deny the Lord who has brought them and will bring them and will bring themselves swift destruction. Come on. Many people, talking about false teachers, many people will follow them. Yeah, we see it. In their what? Sexual freedom. Stop a minute. Man, growing up, you ain't seen nobody on no commercial with no underwear on. Huh? It was forbidden.
Right.
But now right. They loose with that. Boy, they loose. Come on, you know we got that flesh. Huh? You know we got that flesh. That flesh getting to see something that you desire to be pretty, whatever. Come on, are y'all hearing me, church? I'm trying to say something.
Sure.
See, the world, see, it, let me, okay, calm down, Norman. Calm down. Okay. It says they, come on, the false teachers, they will secretly bring their own destructive teaching. They will deny the Lord who has brought them. Come on. And they will bring themselves swift what? Destruction. Yeah, they will. Many people will follow them in their sexual freedom and will cause others, here we go, to dishonor the way of truth. We know it to be true. Verse 3, in their greed, they will use good-sounding arguments to what? Exploit you. Can I get a witness? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The verdict against them from long ago is, guess what, y'all, is still in force.
Yes.
And their destruction is not asleep. Don't you think it's asleep? That destruction from this false teacher, false prophet, is still alive and full awake. Amen. And verse 4 says, God didn't spare angels who sinned. No, he didn't. He threw them into hell. This is the word, y'all. This is not me. This is the word coming from a different translation. But this is the word of God, y'all. 2 Peter 2:4 says, God didn't spare angels who sinned. He threw them into hell, where he has secured them with chains of darkness and is holding them for judgment. Verse 5, God didn't spare. I'm giving you examples through the word, by the word, through the word. Verse 5 says, God didn't spare the ancient world either. He brought the flood on the world of ungodly people. Can I get a witness, y'all? Come on. Yes, he
yes,
did.
Lord.
But, this is the good sense of but being used. But he protected Noah. Come on, church.
Yes.
And 7 other people. Noah was his messenger who told people about the kind of life that has God's approval. I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about God's approval. I'm going to talk about having God's approval. Amen? Verse 6. God condemns the city of Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed them by burning them to ashes. He made those cities an example, come on, church, to ungodly people of what is going to happen to them. See, that's why we get timid in these day and time. We don't talk about things like this, but yet it was talked about then, and it needs to be talked about now. Amen.
Yeah.
We need to put these warnings and let people know, hey, man, this is some serious stuff. Pandemic. Come on, y'all. People dying all over. Come on, okay. Okay. Verse 6, I'm going to stop by go. Verse 6 says, God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed them by burning them to ashes. He made those cities an example to ungodly people of what is going to happen to them. Yeah. Here we go, verse 7, y'all. Yet, here we go. yet God rescued Lot, a man who had his approval. My question to you tonight, do you have God's approval? See, Lot had God's approval, and he was spared. Do you have God's approval? See, if you are shaky, if you're not sure about that, get on your knees sincerely and pray and ask God by way of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to help you, to reveal to you, amen, to lead you in the way so you can know for sure that you meet God's approval.
Amen.
Read this over again. It says, but God protected Noah and seven other people. Noah was his messenger who told people about the kind of life that has God's approval. I like that, Brother James, because, see, we need to be able to share with people what it takes to meet God's approval so they won't have to be unsure, so they won't have to be thinking that something is right and it's wrong. Come on, church. A lot of people out here are really sincere in wanting to know, but they got incorrect teachers. Amen. And God is trying to raise up. Let me stop for a second. Let me go back to John 4:24. A lot of times we read John 4:24, it says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship spirit and truth. But we fail to read verse 23, when it says 23 says that the Father is seeking what? True worshipers. So are you a true worshiper? If you are a true worshiper, then God is seeking you as John 4:23. Let me get back to my word here in 2 Peter. Okay? Yet God rescued Lot, a man who had his approval. More about Lot. I'm still reading the word, y'all. Different translation, right? It says Lot was distressed by the lifestyle of people who had no principles and lived in a sexual freedom. Isn't this the same thing today, my brothers and sisters? The same thing. Some of us right now today is getting stressed out of the lifestyle of people living around you in all this sexual freedom, doing what they want, what they will. They got laws and government that says it's okay to live like that. Are y'all hearing me, church? It's not God's law. It's not God's word. But there's laws that have been legislated in the books that say it's okay to live in sexual freedom according to what man, not to God, but to man. God says a man, okay, y'all, and a woman, not a man and a man and a woman. God, okay, are y'all hearing my church? So here it is, Lot, who is no different than me and you today. Okay, it says, I'm going to read it again. Lot was distressed by the lifestyle of people who had no principles and lived in sexual freedom. Verse 8, although, here we go, y'all. This is where the topic comes from. Quit making excuses. Verse 8 says, although he was a man who had God's approval, he lived among the people of what? Sodom and Gomorrah. Each day was like torture to him, and he saw and heard the immoral things that people did. Verse 9, since the Lord did all this, he knows. Come on, church. Since the Lord did all this, he knows how to what? To rest you godly people when they are tested. God knows how to rescue you and me when we are tested. Verse goes on and says, he also knows how to hold immoral people, come on, for punishment on the day of judgment. Nobody gonna get away now. Come on. Goes on in verse 10 says, this is especially true of those who follow their corrupt nature along the path of impure desires and who despise the Lord's authority. Amen. I'm going to come back. I got some footnotes. Amen. This is the word, y'all. Different translation, but this is the word of God. Amen. See, when God sends destruction on the ungodly, I want y'all to really pay attention to what the Spirit of God is saying through me tonight, because if you don't, you're going to miss a very vital part that you need to receive tonight. Amen. I'm going to go back and read this again. when God sends destruction on the ungodly, he commands deliverance for the righteous. That's me and you, amen?
Yes.
So when he sends destruction to the ungodly, he commands deliverance. See, we are not a conqueror. Paul says we are more than what?
More.
What? More. What? Through Jesus Christ. Amen? If,
mm-hmm.
now listen, and if rain, fire, and brimstone, and he rains fire, here we go, and brimstone on the wicked, he will cover the head of the judge. I'm just trying to say something, y'all. When he come down on them, he's going to be protecting me and you. Come on. No weapon formed against you and me shall prosper. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this, we have an instance in his preserving Lot. God preserved Lot. Amen. See, the character given of Lot, know what it is? It's that he is called a just man. My question to you, would God consider you a just man? Would God consider you a just woman? Amen. Lot was called a just man.
Mm-hmm.
This he was to the generally prevailing bent in his heart and through the main of his conservation. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Conversation. Here we go. God does not. I posted this here on Facebook this early part of the week. It says God does not account men just or unjust from one single act. I'm going to say it again. God does not account men just or unjust from one single act, amen, but from their general course of life, amen.
Mm.
And here is a just man, talking about Lot, y'all. I'm talking about you, too. If you fit it, then it's yours, amen. And here
amen.
Is a just man, where? I'm talking about Lot, y'all. In the midst of the most corrupt and prolific generation, universally gone off from all good, and he did not use no excuses, y'all. So if you one of those tonight that's making excuses, quit making excuses, because God is giving us an illustration through Lot right now. In the midst of him being around all this crazy madness, he kept on holding on, depending on God, amen?
Yes, Lord.
What I'm saying tonight, I'm saying, listen, we're talking about Lot. He does not follow the multitude to do evil. Quit being a follower and be a leader, amen? God put leadership in you, amen? But in a city that he was around and in injustice, he walked upright, amen? No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, you ought to walk upright. In other words, you got to make right choices. I got to make what? Right choices. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
In bad company, we cannot escape either guilt or grief. Amen? The rain rained on the just and the what?
Unjust.
Amen?
Amen?
Let the sins of others be a trouble to us. Amen? Others, I'm trying to say, otherwise it would not be possible for us to keep ourselves pure. So, look, what old song you see, Cousin James, trouble in my way, I got to cry sometimes, huh? You better put that in check. Amen. So
mm-hmm.
Jesus paid the price for all. Amen. Is that right, church? I'm trying to say something, y'all. Amen. So, being accustomed, I'm talking about a lot again, y'all, being accustomed to hear and see their wickedness, he did not reconcile him to it. Even though you are in the midst of all this crazy madness in the world today, don't we heed to it? Yes, we fall sometimes, don't we? We fall.
Yes,
Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But ask God for forgiveness, amen?
Yes,
I'm talking
yes.
about a righteous man. This is the righteous man whom God preserved from the desolating judgment that destroyed all around about him. We know the story. Amen. Everything was destroyed around him, but yet he was preserved by God. God said he wants to preserve you in the midst thereof. Amen. For in this instance, we are taught to argue that God knows how to deliver his people, punish his enemies. I'm trying to say something to somebody, y'all. In this example I'm sharing tonight, we see here that God knows how to deliver his people. And God
mm-hmm.
knows how, Brother James, to punish his enemies.
All
amen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The devil and his instruments will thrust sword at them, and they may fall. Amen. I'm trying to say that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, right? Even
That's
though
right.
you may go through many tribulations, nothing will come and harm you, amen, because of the protection that we get. I'm going to give an example, Psalm 91, that holy umbrella that protects you and protects me, amen. The Lord knows those that he is. Don't you know that? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say again, the Lord knows those that are his. Amen. He has set apart you and me for himself. Come on, James, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He has set us apart for himself. Amen.
Yes,
see, the wisdom of God is never at loss. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. I'm going to say again, see, this is what the Spirit of God is speaking to me tonight. It's wanting us to be very God conscious of the words that the Spirit of God is speaking through me. That you may remember, amen. See, if you sow righteous seed, then the Holy Spirit is going to take and cause a quake, cause a shake, cause a stir at the time needed, the time necessary, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say again, the wisdom of God is never at a loss about ways and means to what? To deliver his people. Amen? They are often utterly at a loss and can see no way he can deliver a great many. In other words, how do you see days through the eyes of the Spirit? That's how. Somebody start talking to you, man, this, you know, every time I take one step forward, take two steps backwards, I don't know. See, don't get in that rut. Amen. Not just the world, but you got believers talking the same talk. Amen. That's why it's so important
mm-hmm.
that you lift each other up. You stay in your right relationship with God. Amen. Is that all right, church? I'm going to say again, the
mm-hmm.
wisdom of God is never at a loss about ways and means to deliver his people. Amen. The deliverance of the godly, that's you and me, is the work of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say again, the deliverance of the godly, that's you and me, is the work of God. Well, who else is it going to be? Come on, Cousin James. Just who else
yes,
is it going to be? It can't be nobody but God. Come on. Don't
me,
give nobody
right.
the credit that's due to God. Amen? Amen?
Right.
I'm trying
Amen.
To say something, y'all. Your God, my God, amen? Don't give nobody the credit that belongs to God, amen?
Amen.
Now, God makes a very great difference in his dealings with the godly and the wicked. And God wants to be very tuned to that, that God will deal with the righteous, God will deal with the unrighteous, amen? So it's all good. When you say it's all good, look, when you say it's all good as a believer, God wants you to know what you're saying, not just be a creature, or not say a creature, we all creature habit, but I'm saying say stuff because everybody is saying it, or because it seemed to be the right thing to say. King Solomon put it this way, in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. Get understanding, amen? There is a day of judgment. Can you witness? There is a day of judgment, amen? But as I begin to close down, I want to make a few points. I give you a topic, okay? It's going to be over 5 minutes, but I got some key points I want to stress before I get off this air. God is saying he wants you to have his approval. Amen? Don't go down the path of Balaam. That was a pagan prophet who worshiped the gods of the land. Don't follow that path. Amen?
Amen.
Let me read this again, 2 Peter 2:5. I want to bring this point again because it's important to bring this point, just reiterate it before I get off the air. Okay, now, my point here says Noah and seven other people. 2 Peter 2:5, God didn't spare the ancient world either. He brought the flood on the world of ungodly people, but he protected Noah and seven other people. And he has no respect to person. He protected Noah. He'll protect you.
Yes,
can I get a witness?
Huh?
You got to understand, he has no respect to person. He did for them.
Yes.
Yet God rescued Lot. Yet God rescued you. How? Through Jesus Christ?
Yes, Lord.
Come on, y'all. We
Thank
understand
you.
That listen, because Jesus come and because he lived and showed the example and because he becomes sin for you and me, because they, you know, he conquered death, hell, and the grave, because he got up and showed himself 40 days and found the proof in his glorified body. Come on, somebody. Amen. He had to reaffirm some stuff. Romans 11:29 said the gifts and the calls of God is irrevocable. You may be jacked up and flow up and not doing what God told you to do. God is saying my call to you is still on you. Repent.
Right.
Turn from your
That's
ways. Get back. Get in line according to my prescription. Come on, church. He said, get back in line with my prescription to you. Because man may change his mind, but I've not changed my mind. Come on. Yes, God rescued Lot. Quit making excuses. Sometimes you got to be like in principle, be like Forrest Gump. Run, run, run. Run, Forrest, run. When you weak, come on, y'all. When I was in Germany, come on, Brother Jay, I got saved in Germany in 1983, right? I had a brother who was strong in the Lord. He told me, he said, brother, pray when you're strong, but when you might get weak. Huh? I remember being on guard duty, and it was some stuff that I had keys to every place that one door. Hey, James, look, I put some stuff I felt in my strong part of the night that I may want to entertain when it gets late in the morning. I took and slid them things under that door, and late in the night when I got weak, I couldn't get it. Come on, y'all, because I prayed when I was strong for when I might get weak. So God is saying, if you know where you're at, you know where you're at. You know where you're at. If you're not strong in this area, at the moment you may be, get some stuff out of your presence. Oh, I'm trying to say something, y'all. Quit making these excuses. Because where you from, ain't got a mama, ain't got a daddy. You got God, huh?
Yes, Lord.
God is saying that you and me, I need you to I need you to be approved by me, huh? See, listen, the prescription is already there. Come on, I'm trying to calm down, y'all, but it's hard. Huh? See, God ain't got to come and do what he already done, y'all. Come on. We got to know it's already been done already, huh?
Yeah,
your life, my life. Jeremiah talks about it, the plan for you and me. Come on, huh? It's already, it's already, hey? Right? Look, why we keep on acting like he got to come back? No, it's a done deal.
Yes,
how
you
tap into it is through obedience.
Amen.
Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Amen. See, you got to come in tune with some folks who are teaching God's word like this. Amen. Huh? Mother Perry, dead and gone, but Mother Perry had a song, boy. And I tell you what, her song, She's Your Love. I call it a one line song, Jane. It said, down through the years, the Lord
been
good to me. I called a guy on the phone at my brother's house the other day. And I threw that song out there, and the guys, my brother will put you on speaker now, huh? Well, the guy heard me sing that one-line song, and he took off with it. I'm trying to say something, y'all. That's how God works, y'all. There's a ram in the bush.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Somebody
tonight has been using the scriptures, and God got you in tune to hear this message. So you can quit making those excuses and look at what he did for Lot. Lot was in the midst of all that Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, he get weary. We all get weary in our way of doing.
Right.
Amen?
Yes, Lord.
But what God is saying, God has given us examples. Like this message tonight. It shows you somebody who went through and experienced these things, but yet God rescued him at the right time. And he met God's approval. Amen? I'm going to reiterate this point before I got to the air, y'all. Because I said something at the beginning, but now I'm getting close to the end. So verse 8, here we go, verse 8. Where we at? Verse 8. Praise God. Verse 8, 2 Peter 2.
verse 8 says, although, talking about Lot, y'all, although he was a man who had God's approval, he lived among the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Come on, James. Each day was like torture to him. And he saw and heard immoral things that people did. Verse 9, since the Lord did all this, he knows how to rescue godly people when they are tested. So, look, you hold on, old folks. They hold on just a little while longer, huh? But we know the Psalms say everything going to be all right. But God wants you to rest. It's already all right.
Yes, it is.
You know why it's all right? Because of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
it ain't going to be all right. It's already all right. Come on, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, Lot had God's approval. He lived amongst the people. It don't matter where you live.
I know that's right.
If you stay in line with God, amen, each day was a torch. God knows how to rescue godly people when they are what?
Yes,
Catholic.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Having God's approval. Having God's approval. And then I'm going to give it a wind myself down here, Cousin James. I got some notes I want to share in this scripture. Amen. It's scripture now. It ain't just no word. This is scripture, y'all. 2 Peter 2 and 20 says, I'm going to read 20 through 22. It says, people can know how, know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and escape the world's filth. But if they get involved in this filth again and give into it, they are worse off than they were before. Verse 21, it would have been better for them never to have known the way of life that God approved of than to know it and turn their back on the holy God or the holy life God told them to live. That's verse 21. Verse 22 says, these proverbs have come true for them. A dog goes back to its vomit, and a sore that has been washed goes back to roll around in the mud. Amen. I want to say thank you, as my cousin James always say, to you listeners. And I pray that something's been said, but no, I know it had been, because I know that's how God operates. Something has been said. Something has been said. I'm going to say it the third time. Something has been said. You receive it. Not because of me,
Lord,
but because of the Holy Ghost.
The
Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost has spoke through this earth, the chosen vessel here. Receive the word. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has spoken. Receive the word.
Amen.
This is God has spoke the word. He said, now you receive this word. Amen. And what you do with it is up to you. Amen.
That's right.
I'm going to say again, what you do with it is up to you. To God be the glory.
Amen.
God be the glory. And I will say thank everyone for listening tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and play our song, which is going to be by Hezekiah Walker, God's Favorite Me. And it's also Hezekiah Walker and the LFC. Amen.
Amen.
Testimony, everybody. God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing for you.
You know what that's like.
I'm a witness.
Love is felt most. With a genuine. I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and it stripped. And I can't help but to give God glory when I think about my story. Oh, yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell. enemy. They did try, but they couldn't triumph.
Did not triumph over me.
Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here.
I'm a witness.
I'm still
witness.
Alive.
Yes,
I'm
Lord,
still
you
blessed.
Thank
I'm
you,
on my way
you.
To my destiny because of the favor of God is on my life. Let
yes,
me tell you
is.
About
God. Mm-hmm.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is helpful. When it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love.
Mm-hmm.
They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through,
oh, yes.
And I still came out on the winning side.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I know that you faith.
Yeah, I do too.
Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me. And
yeah.
He that's in the world.
Hallelujah.
That's what they did. That's what they did. They stole a whole lot of lies.
Yeah, they did.
My character, my integrity. What if we got caught with that sin? Whole cops of
mine.
I spoke life.
Okay, good, boy. I'm going to end right there because we only got a couple more minutes, so. Just enough to come through this, that men absorb and leave something to chew on, amen. It's in your hands, Cousin James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. Thank you, cuz, for that powerful word on tonight. I thank God for how he used you on tonight through his word and through the aid of the Holy Spirit. Like you said, it was not you. You were just a vessel that the Lord used to speak his word through. And I pray that the word was received. Because God already knew who was going to be listening. And he promised that his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So this word was for not only the listeners on tonight. This word was for me. This word was for me too on tonight. I was blessed by this word on tonight myself. So I've been even more encouraged on tonight through this word. So you, Cousin Pastor Norman King, you continue to stand on God's word. Continue to preach and deliver God's word as he gives you utterance. That he gets the glory. That souls be saved through his word as he used you. The backsliders come back to the fold. That the body of Christ will be continuing to be strengthened, built up, and edified as God continues to use you as his vessel, as his mouthpiece to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. What an awesome word on tonight. A good example about how God protected Noah. And just like he said, he has no respect of persons. Just like he protected Noah, he's the same God. He will protect you and he will protect me. And I am a living witness, and I know we have some witnesses on the line that's faithful listeners that can verify, too, that God is faithful. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people for his glory. We're going to close out in prayer once again. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. Your word has power. Your word is life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your only begotten beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. You know it will never lose its power. So now, Lord, we continue to lift up my Uncle Malachi to you, that you continue to move on his body, continue to heal him, continue to strengthen him, Lord, that he will come out of this situation that the enemy is trying to throw curveballs in his life and trying to make him give up on you. But as he continues to go through what he's going through, Lord, let him know that he's healed in the name of Jesus. And we claim and healing for him right now. We're touching and agreeing by faith that he's already healed and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. not only my Uncle Malachi, not only our Uncle Malachi, my cousin Pastor Norman King's uncle as well, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders through your people and in your people for your glory in the earth, in Jesus' name. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, we now pray and ask you to move by your Spirit on tomorrow. Whether those people, whether members are actually going into the church building, giving you glory, honor, and praise on tomorrow, or through social media, however your word is going forth, through your men and women of God that are standing in the gap, Lord, that you have been anointed and appointed to such a time as this, for truly preaching and teaching your word. Continue to bless them, use them on tomorrow, Heavenly Father, that the word will go forth with power, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry and platform, and even to the new listeners. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us, and is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. We're going to close out with this song on tonight, Pray For Me, because that's what we are to do. The word of God said, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So much prayer, much power. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Need a prayer.